Okay. Vayikra Toshin Pei. Our discussion today is entitled Seor, Sweets and Salt, Life Lessons from the Korbanos. Perek Beis Vayikra. Psukim Al Yud Alef Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Kol HaMincha Asher Takriva LaHashem Lo Se'aseh Chametz. Kichol Seor V'chol Dvash Lo Satir Mimenu Ishe LaHashem. In other words, there's an Easter to be makriv in the mincha. She should not be made out of chametz for all leavening or dvash, right? Which is sort of interesting. Who was talking about dvash? He calls so'or, whole dvash, no sweetness. Rashi says the reference to the sweetness in fruits. Lo saktir mimenu ishel Hashem, it should not be offered up as a burnt offering before Hashem. So the pasuk itself is strange. It starts off kol mincha asher takriv l'Hashem lo se'aseh chametz, should not be made of chametz. Ki chol se'or v'chol dvash, which had to get the dvash, right? Chol se'or v'chol dvash lo saktir mimenu ishe l'Hashem. You should not have any leavening, not have any sweetness inside the korban. Here we're talking about dafka v'dat the mincha, right? The meal offering should not be brought with any of these ingredients. Korban reishis takrivu osam l'Hashem v'mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. Korban reishis takrivu l'Hashem. First korban b'makrit Hashem. V'mizbeach lo yalu b'pran l'mizbeach. It should not rise up l'reach nichoach for a fragrance before Hashem. Says Rashi on korban reishis takrivu ma'yish b'chol ha'avi min ha'seor u'min ha'dvash. Korban reishis shtei halechem shel atzeres haboy min ha'seor. Right, the shtei halechem is actually made from what do you call it? Made from leavened, right? Made of chitim, and they are chametz. Shneimar chametz tiafena ubikurim min ha'dvash. And here we have both of these things, both the seor, as it was leavened, the chametz, and the dvash do make their appearance with regard to the avoda, the chametz in the form of the shtei alechem, the korban of shvuas, the mincha of shvuas, and the dvash in the form of bikurei te'enim utmarim, the sweetness of fruits there, of figs and dates. Right. The Ramban says that brings from the Mor Nefuchim, says that the minig of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah was to be makri of all of their menachos chametz and to mix within it dvash and all their korbanos, and therefore lahotzi milibam shalkofrim. So that's why we don't do it. But obviously we need a little bit more of an understanding over there. What is it exactly that we need to avoid? In other words, it's true, this is why the goyim did it, but they weren't just simpletons. They must have had a reason, and there must be a reason why we want to be, as it were, totally antithetical to their approach in our avodas Hashem. So let's take a look. Sefer Chinuch says, Shorshei mitzvah zu ne'alamim me'od limtzo afilo remez katan mehem. Again, the Chinuch is trying to give us a taste, especially for the youth, of how to approach. Obviously, his words are not, you know, they're not casual. But again, he's obviously not suggesting that that in the world of tamei mitzvos, that this is the reason why Hashem does anything. We don't know why Hashem does. We can only know what He's trying to communicate to us. So these remazim, etc., these tamim and mitzvos, are to be understood in such a fashion. Obviously deep, but nonetheless, they are just to give us a taste. He says, "V'omer ki inyoni akorban kulam la'orer machshavas hamakriv." So the entire concept of the korban, this is the Ramban speaks about also here in Sefer Vayikra, the idea of identification with the korban, that really it should be my blood that's spilled, really that I should be thrown down to the ground and shechted, etc., etc., etc. The Ramban discusses this. So here we're talking about something even on a similar vein, but really in a different sort of fashion, in that he says, we're talking about also aspects of the korban that are meant to awaken us, awaken in us, we who are bringing the korban, certain thoughts. And according to the way the person does this maisa avoda, so too it is, as it were, change his worldview, his imagery, his internal imagery. Hakol kasher kasavnu kvar, etc. Ba'alkein, b'harchik ha-chometz, the fact that we distance chometz is not meant to be going up onto the mizbeach. Shunase b'shihia gedola, right? Chometz is something which requires tarrying. Machmitz, lachmitz, not to be done quickly, right? B'shihia gedola, mikorbano yikach dimyon liknos midas hazrizus v'akalus v'hamhirus ma'as Hashem baruch hu. A person should learn chometz is considered a davar pasul vis-a-vis the korban. Avoda should not be in a state of being like we learned from the pasuk of. As Rashi tells us in Chazal, in the Medrash, Ushmartim es ha-matzos. So Rashi brings from the Medrash, Mechilta, Rav Hashaya Omer Alti Kori es ha-matzos ela es ha-mitzvos. Kedera shein machmitzin es ha-matzos, kach in machmitzim es ha-mitzvos. El im bol yodcha ase oso miyad. The idea of doing machmitz, don't carry in a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it immediately. Do immediately. Don't waste any time. So that's this. The idea of chometz, since chometz is meruchak, has been distanced from the korbanos. So therefore, it teaches that we should do mitzvos, bekalus, bemehiros, right? Ma'as Hashem Baruch Hu, everything that we do for the Ribbono Shalom, etc. Continues the chinuch. That's with regard to chometz, the sour. Harchokas advash, the idea of distancing the dvash. Shemayet adam mi lirdof achar marcholim v'sukim lechiko keminag azolim v'hasovim yumshichu le'olam achar kol masak. Very interesting. It is an indictment of, unfortunately, a lot of the ways that we happen to live. Whatever is sweeter is the better. Right? He says, v'lo yitin alibo. This is for our nutritionists, right? But it's not just an issue of nutrition. It's an issue of nutrition is a manifestation. A healthy nutrition is a manifestation of a healthy outlook on life. A person should only consider eating those things that are beneficial for his guf. That he needs them in order to subsist. V'shomin brius evarav, and they are healthy for his evarav. Don't worry, for those of us that do like ice cream, there will be hope later in some of the further discussion, right? But that doesn't mean that we have to run around eating ice cream all the time, that's for sure. So that we certainly can glean from the Sefer Achinuch. So the first thing that's sore is not to do things in a lazy fashion, rather do bezrizus, with eagerness, with energy, rather excitement, etc. Do it. Don't tarry, don't waste, don't procrastinate. That's with regard to the Sa'or, the lesson of the Sa'or and the Chometz, and the lesson of the Dvash, that there's no Dvash in the Avodah, is a person's Kavanah should not be for pleasure. Right? A person's Kavanah should be to do Ratzon Hashem. Pleasure will come along with it. There are times, etc., when that's part of it, what he called part of the issue. But pleasure as something distinct, as that the goal of life, is, we see over here, v'lo l'kavonas hanos mishu shagoron. A person whose life, as it were, should not be focused on the finding new ways, to devising new ways to provide himself with the pleasure of the sense of taste. What can I say? It's not the goal of life. Doesn't mean a person has to become an ascetic. Doesn't mean a person has to what he call what. But it does mean that if that's the kavana in the person, right? There's no other kavana other than just, right, to what he call what, to increase the mishush of how the Goron says the chinuch. Just the chinuch says, what can you say? Vod shamati tam, the isra sorod vash. Another explanation of the chinuch and things. With the visha sor, magbia atzmo. The sor is a idea that it is inflated. Right? Etc. The idea being that here we're talking about something that is self-inflated, i.e. gaiva. So we've learned here not to be, as it were, lackadaisical of mitzos. That was the first lesson of chametz. Al tachmit mitzvah baliyotcha, al tachmit zena, do it. Yeah, with diligence, do it with eagerness, do it with energy, etc. when it comes to the Dvash, the idea that should not be the focus of life, looking around for more pleasures, as it were, of the Goron or of the palate. Then, in addition, the idea of Gaiva, of distancing Gaiva, being self-inflated. Fine. Further. Let's go to the Sifsei Kohen. Sifsei Kohen from Tzfas. Right, not the Shach on the Shulchan Aruch, but Sifsei Kohen from Tzfas. Right, one of the Talmidim of the Ari. Kol HaMincha Asher Takriv LaHashem. This is still on page 1 of the source sheet. Kol HaMincha, how not to do mitzvahs. Kol HaMincha Asher Takriv LaHashem Lo'osei Aseh Chometz. It should not be made Chometz. Shalachmitz Ushum Mitzvah. Okay, that we discussed. Rechel Yizgar, we discussed that also, etc. That's the idea. Right, person shouldn't become inflated, etc. And he continues now. V'ole shelo yaseh al menas lekabel pras. Here we're not talking about the mitzvah mitzvah itself. We're talking about the attitude towards the mitzvah. Kmo shetoy mesikus hadvash. In other words, I'm not looking for the immediate reward in the mitzvah. I'm trying to do the mitzvah lishma. This is the Sifsei Kohen's approach over here. In other words, in the act of avoda, and this is not from the what we learn from the avoda to avoid being lackadaisical, to avoid running after taivas, to avoid right, to avoid what do you call it? I don't know, gaiva, right, etc. But here we're talking about in the mitzvah itself, what should be my kavanah be? I shouldn't have ulterior motives. Not for the kavod, not for the hopefully that Hashem is going to pay me now so I'll have a really better life, etc. These things may be a function of our radical person, and a person runs away from kavod, the kavod will run after him. First runs after cover, the cover will run away from him, etc. If a person recorded is Hashem will provide him, like the Ramban says in Parshas Bichul Kosai, Hashem will provide a person who does the mitzvos, right? To Kleisro, there he's talking about Kleisro as a whole, when they're doing the mitzvos properly. So Kodesh Baruch Hu arranges that the natural order should be beneficial for them so they can do more mitzvos, etc. But that's not the goal, right? That's a tool. That's a tool in order to be able to do more mitzvahs. It's not the goal. The goal is not here. Hayom la'asosam. Today we do umocha l'kabel scharim. And tomorrow, right? Tomorrow. Neither that of Macbeth nor of Annie. Yeah. Tomorrow, right? Olam haba is the place of the schar. Fine. Right. Fascinating, says the Sifsei Kohen. In other words, the idea of doing mitzvahs lishma, not with ulterior motives, that's as a person grows in mitzvahs. But he should not prevent himself from doing a mitzvah. Right? Initially, when he first is starting his steps of avoda, he can use the ulterior motive. Yerololo miasok adam b'torah mitzvos mitov shalolishma shemitov shalolishma balishma. You start off perhaps with ulterior motives. The idea is to aspire to grow beyond that. But a person shouldn't say, oh, I'm not going to do it because I have ulterior motives. Again, you start off that way. It's part of the process of growth. And says the Sifsei Kohen, that was learned from psukim yaraf and your base together. In Pasuk Yaralf, we saw no chametz, no sor, no dvash. And then in Pasuk Yabez, it's the korban reishis, the beginning. Takrivo asam l'Hashem. There is a place for sor and dvash in the initial stages of a person's, avoda development. Mitov shelo lishma balishma. To get the person into the process, to custom him to doing the avoda. But afterwards, he's meant to grow beyond that. So that's what right? That's what the Sifsei Kohen says in the joining of the two psukim Yeralf and Beis together. Let's take a look here at the Kli Yakar, further down on page 1 still. We're seeing the idea of relating to Olam Hazeh. And this, once again, is similar to the ideas, but there are certain nuances here that are worth mentioning. It says the Kli Yakar. Ki kol se'or v'chol dvar shel satir, korban reishis takrivo osam l'ashem v'al mizbech lo yalu l'reach nichlach. Biur hadvarim. Ki kol adam yesh lo tava l'chol chemdas ha'olam hazeh ha'mechunim dvash. Note. We've seen before, right? What we've seen so far is the chinuch was telling us don't become preoccupied with pleasure. Okay? Then we saw the idea of the sisik kohen that look the avoda itself shouldn't be with ulterior motives for power, for cover, for honor, etc. Or to Hashem will give us a sweet life here, etc. That shouldn't be done for ulterior motives, etc. The only thing he could suggest for us was the Sifsei Kohen was that perhaps in the beginning we start off that way. But the Kli Yakar is saying something that's really very fundamental. He's taking a step further. How do we maintain the proper cadence in our life? So what does he say? He says, "Bir advarim ki kol adam yesh lo tava l'chol chemdas ha'olam hazeh." A person has tava for the good things of life. Hamechunim b'dvash, that are referred to as dvash. Ki kmo shadvash masot l'cheich ribuyo mazik. Too much is mazik. Kach kol chemdos olam hazeh hemechreichim v'ribuyim mazik. The pleasures of this world are necessary, maybe not for a person's physical existence, right? For a person's balance. A person needs a little sweetness in life. But ribuyim is mazik. Too much is mazik. A person should use what he needs. And again, this is a very relative idea. A person's needs in terms of anything that's not absolutely essential for his physical existence is very, very relative. It depends on the person. But obviously we have to see ourselves on a ladder climbing life. And as we use this what could be referred to the devash of this world, it should be for what we need to maintain balance. Not as a goal unto itself, and certainly not to overindulge. To maintain balance. And I might add that since this is relative, the entire concept of the connection to the devash of this world should be upon a ladder. And a person rises rung after rung after rung after rung, etc. Rung after rung. Kliyaka, very fundamental. Alkein, nomar. Kol se'or v'chol dvash lo satir mimenu yishel Hashem ki mitzad atzvam ein behem shum tzad shleimus asher yal l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. They don't belong on the mizbeach. They're not part of the mizbeach. Ach, korban reishis takrivu osam. Korban reishis takrivo osam. What does that mean? Kedei lehoros shein reishis v'aschola el adam la'avil lidei ashlemus. They are part of a person's world, and they're there even before he enters into the world of avoda. The person's senses, his experience, right, his enjoyment, they're part of him. El adam la'avil lidei ashlemus amiti asher yefshel asigo bil adam. But the intent is not to turn a person into a bent out of shape aesthetic. Once again, people's needs change as they grow. It's relative. And again, a person should see himself on a ladder. But they're there at the very beginning. And says the Kli Yakar, if you mekadesh the very beginning, mizeh atam ein makrivim mehem ki'im ha'seor l'korban reishis b'yom matan Torah. When do we bring the korban shtei alechem, right, which is the Seor, we bring it when? On Shavuos, the time of Matan Torah. Ki Torah, kamo tavlin el ha-yetzer. As long as a person, as it were, is receiving this Shtei HaLechem, the Seor, the leaven, the beautiful leavened bread, in the context of attaching himself to old Torah, that sanctifies it and helps him keep, right, the proportions correct as he continues the rest of life. It is a healing, right, for all of that would ail us, etc. Vabikurim, right, that's the dvash. Dvash, like Rashi told us, the dvash of the dates, the dvash of the figs. Bikurim, boy min advash, he was man sheyitin el Hashem reishis priadmosol. There's these two contexts of experience with dvash and seor. Seor experienced in the context of matan Torah, being mekabel all Torah, and the dvash in the context of giving your first fruits to Hashem, realizing it's all His. That helps a person keep the usage of both self-esteem or like what, right? Right, self-esteem and the usage of pleasure in the right proportions. You need self-esteem, right? You have no self-esteem, you're dysfunctional. Dysfunctional. When do we pass the line between self-esteem and gaiva? Recognize who I am and responsibilities and hubris, haughtiness. When is that? So if we join it together with Torah, that's what the Kleopatra is telling us, we'll keep the proportions correct. And if in the very beginning, etc., of our usage of Dvash is within the context of remembering that it all belongs to Hashem, then that will keep it balanced for us. I dare say that for us, we don't bring Bikurim. But what we do is we make brachos. If we focus on the bracha, the pleasure that we're going to have now, whatever food it happens to be, our birchas hanenin, if we focus that it's all from Hashem, and without our bracha, we're stealing it, that creates the context of yira within which the pleasure is in a proper balance. Fine. Let's go further. So we've seen several different ideas, approaches here, limudim, particularly this last kliyak here, I think is very useful for us with regard to seor and vash. Now let's examine salt. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Beis, says v'chol korban min choscha v'melach timloch. Your korban mincha, meal offering, should always have melach, right? Velo sashbis melach bris elokecha, and don't remove or don't fail to keep melach, the melach of the covenant, me'al minchasecha, from upon your mincha. Al kol korban cha takriv melach, upon every korban you should bring melach. So let's see. Let's take a look. Right, the Ben Abache, I think Rabban also as well, brings the Mornavuchim. It says the Goyim despised the Melech, to bring Melech on their Korbanos, because they wanted as much blood as possible there. So if you've read Greek mythology, you know, maybe that's not a good suggestion, but whatever. Yeah, but you see how they were lahut, they were running after the idea of blood in their sacrifices, blood and more blood. We do use blood, but the idea that not to lose a drop of blood, because the salt, as it were, absorbs some of the blood, that doesn't work for them. Okay, that's the Rama and Mornavuchim. Continues to bring Abache. He tells us a story here. Salt. Where is this idea of the salt upon the Mizbeach come from? Valderach HaMedrash, says Rabbi Abachi. We're on page 2. Right? Valderach, right? The yearning of the lower waters. Valderach HaMedrash, Yishbo Biur Laderach HaKabola. Bris Krusel HaMelach, Mishesh Tzumei Breshis. There is a covenant between the salt and, really called in the heavens, from the time of the 6 days of creation. Shehuvtuchu mayim atechtonim likarev v'melach v'nisuch hamayim b'chag. Right? The Medrash relates, as the Brina Bachi continues, the mayim atechtonim, the lower waters, right? The waters below the Rakia, here on earth, those waters are called mayim bochim, the crying waters. when Kadosh Baruch Hu separated the waters, the upper waters from the lower waters, so the lower waters cried. They wanted to be close to the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a world, right? The waters are always Shefa, but there is Shefa which is close to the Creator, and there is Shefa which is more attached to the physical world, which is more distant from the Creator, in that the physical world, right, and the surface at least, appears to be more detached. And so the waters of Shefa, of plenty, right, of Hashem's giving, right, the lower waters cried, they wanted to be upstairs. We want to be close to our Creator. Once again, this idea of the yearning of everything to be close to the Bar Yisbarach, the internal yearning, because he is the source of everything. And we're not talking about here, you know, crocodile tears, excuse me, right? We're talking about the yearning that that every creature, every creation has to be attached to its source, to the Creator. So ma'asu, he'izu pneihem, they, as it were, they brazenly tried to rise upward. Baku to homos, ubikshu la'alos, they wanted to swamp the earth and rise upward. Achagor ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reproached them and says, no, amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoil v'chvodi asisem. Right? I didn't want you to rise up, but nonetheless you did it because you want to be mechabed me, you want to be close. Right? Then I'll say, Ein lahen reshus l'mayim elyonim, the upper waters will not say shira, achiyidlu reshus mikem, until they receive permission from you, O lower waters. Shenemar mikolos mayim rabim adirim mishbreyam. Right? From the sounds, the kolos of the mayim rabim, adirim, the powerful ones, mishbreyam, the waves, yeah, of the sea. O mayim omrim, what do they say? Adir b'morom Hashem. So that's one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that there will be the praise from the upper waters will not come until the lower waters, right, have said Adir B'morom Hashem. But in addition, he says, you'll also be able to return upward. How? Not because inherently you're in the Elyonim, in the upper worlds, but because through the act of avoda of man, you will rise upward. In other words, the Gashmias, right? The Gashmias, the Shefa, will be sanctified through the avoda of man, and that in turn causes that recall, that physicality, those lower waters, to rise upward, and that will take the place of take place through the medium of Nisuch HaMayim, the water libation on Sukkos, and Melach on all of the Korbanos. So that's the way it's going to rise upward. Continues the Rabbeinu Bachya. He says that in addition, we have to focus on the idea that this is the entire nature, these lower waters, right? These lower waters which can rise upward to Shemayim. So they rise upward through salt upon the Mizbeach. Salt upon the Mizbeach. Right? The salt which is taken from the evaporated waters, as it were. Salt. So that's salt. That salt has within it a dual nature, and it typifies, as it were, the entire creation here down on earth. It has within it, on the one hand, it has the ability to preserve, right? It has what do you call it? It has within it the waters, I should say, what do you call it? The melach has in it two kochos, mishtanim zehepech zeh, v'mamayim va'esh, v'koch hamimus. Ha'esh ha'miyavsho magligo chosel ha'melach. V'kein yesh be'etzem ha'melach koach mayim ve'esh. Right? The water itself, right, obviously, is liquid. The salt, which is derived from it, which after the water has been evaporated, is the koach that it causes to dry. Right? Like the esh itself. Shem kiyum ma'olam he'midas ha'rachamim u'midas ha'din. Hashpa, right? Expansiveness, water, right, and contraction, right. When something's desiccated, when something is dried out, the salt absorbs, etc. Midas rachamim, midas adin, and that's why upon all the korbanos there has to be melach, melach bris elokecha, right? Melech lefi yishibo niskayim, right? Uviyichores ha'olam. Melech, on the one hand, allows things to be preserved, right? Salt will preserve meat. And too much salt, though, it makes it impossible for life to exist. If you fill the earth with salt, then you can't grow anything there anymore. The idea, on the one hand, of preserving life, and the other hand, the koach of din, sometimes of limiting. That's the nature of melech. So the of melech is always brought as part of the avoda, as a recognition that the nature of this world is a combination of a kodesh brochus hanhaga b'derech hadin b'derech harachamim. Further. Now to the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh says the salt is a model for avoda, in that the entire idea of the lowering of the what we call the lower waters. Right? Why did they need to be lowered? To show that the struggle to rise up, the idea that sometimes in this world we look around and we see people who are very important and very successful, etc. And then other people, they might catch the corner of our eye and we see them as being insignificant and unimportant and not shakers and movers and not, you know, etc. So the fact is that what we call the lesson of the lower waters, that through the salt they rise upward, is showing us that the person, right, just like the salt itself, that taken from those lower waters, just like that rises upward. In the world of avoda, so too the person in this world who is not the shaker, mover, etc., a humble person, right, who's not seen necessarily so much in the public, it's a model for his avoda. Says the Gur Aryeh, "Yesh b'medrash hazeh davar ne'ala ma'on, v'yishkol advarim tamin him holchim la'alos." Everything is on a path to rise upward. Ma'alin b'kodesh v'lo moridin, as the Gemara teaches us, you go up or you don't go down. What's the purpose? A Kodesh Baruch Hu is the world brought all the Mayim originally as Elyonim, and then he lowered the Mayim Elyonim, part of that, he lowered part of those waters and turned the Mayim Tachtonim. That's the opposite stream, no pun intended, of the flow of creation. Everything's meant to rise upward, not to step backward. That's why they refused to do it, as it were, again, the metaphor being that they refused to do it until Kodesh Baruch Hu promised them they would rise up through the Mizbeach, through the Nisach HaMayim, through the Melech. Shekvar Hizbayah ki midas zosi eitz l'Hashem Mizbeach shlo bachar l'Mizbeach rak b'minim ha-shvelim. Right? The weakest animals, not the powerful animals, right? Wild animals are not part of the Mizbeach. We're living right through the corona crisis at the moment, you know? Right? We don't, people who eat all sorts of wild animals, etc., right? The korbanos were domesticated animals, not the most powerful animals, etc. The dafka, the yonim, for the birds, the offerings of the birds, the yonim, we're not talking here about powerful birds even, we're talking about very, very, very docile. Ki olam azeh hu olam hagashmi. This world is a gashmi world. Asher yutar moshel bo umatzliach bo, right? Hu mitzad shu misyaches el olam azeh. A person, as it were, who was successful here, right? He's got power, he's got money, he's got fame, he's got this, he's got that. We're not talking about Torah standards necessarily. I'm not talking about through Torah standards. I'm talking about what he called, you know, he's got it. He's got what everybody is looking at. See, he's more linked, he's more bound up with Olam Hazeh. Right, he's bent towards a different thing, but it's everybody. But if he's bound up with Olam Hazeh, Asher hu nirdaf in a gashmius bo. But a person whose life is not so easy. He's not looked upon as, well, Mr. Successful. He's less Megushim. He's simply less Megushim, says the Maral. L'fichach hu nivchar li'os nikrav l'mala ha'nivdelas. That a person, as it were, can transcend and ascend yeah, from the corporeality of this world and rise to a different level, a level of being nivdal, of separate, of being transcendent this world. Right, the fact that the waters, that's the symbol in creation itself, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took water that was initially, right, Elyon, high above, and lowered down to this earth. Zochel lehem lios kreivim al gabi mizbeach. They have the capacity, as were, to rise up upon, right, upon the mizbeach, to rise up the ladder of avoda. So that's the morale, teaching us, you know, teaching us about. Right, so we've seen that salt, right? We saw the importance of tshuka, of yearning to be over Hashem. We've seen the dual nature of salt, the dual nature of salt, and that it has, we've seen it, the capacity to preserve, the capacity to destroy. Right? Means racham, means hadin. We saw salt as a model for avoda, humility, and finally, there's a long sifsei koin here, which I think we will find extremely useful if we can still halt kop, as they say. Hold on. Let's read it inside. The last citation on page 2 is going to go on to page 3. The chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach. B'melech, b'lechem. Same letters. Melech and lechem. Hilachma shel Torah. This is the bread of Torah. Ne'emar bris b'melech, ve'ne'emar bris b'Torah. Fascinating. What he's doing in that there is the bris, right? Bris melach. And there is also the bris of Torah. And through connecting to the bris melach, this awakens us, reminds us of the bris of Torah. Okay. Okay. Let's continue. Right? You know, Bris Melach, you know, Bris Torah, Lo Melach, Kishem, She'en Kiyum, La Olam, Below Melach, just like the world can't exist without salt. Kain En Kiyum, La Olam, Below Torah. Salt preserves, right? So too, there's no preservation of the world without Torah. Both of them says Bris. Bris, right? By Torah, it says, Lo Bris Yomam, V'layla, Chuk, Shoyim, Bar, Samti. Right? Without the breeze of the Torah, there would be no heavens and earth. And here, our pasuk says, Melech breeze Elokecha. Right? Melech by both. Fascinating. So I understand the breeze of Torah. What exactly is the breeze of Melech? Well, is there Hayu, Yisrael b'ma'amodam, Hayu korim b'Torah b'shas hakrovas hakorban. He says that's why the Torah accompanies the korbanos. When the tzmidim would be brought, so they would be called, so they would be the Israel ben Ma'amonim, they would read from the Torah. They would be Korim Isabracious to remind us that the Olam, right? Right? There's no Kiyum to the Olam without Torah. Okay, further. Lezer Ramzuzal, Shein Levorach HaMotzi HaChavil Melech. Now he's getting down, we call it, to very brass tacks in terms of the way we eat, the way we conduct our table. Very lamaisa. In levarach hamotzi at shaviu melach, one should not make a motzi until there's melach on the table. As kiro shaiker umaychal nefesh, to remind a person, like Pinchas Echatak of Rach always used to say, there's nothing either more elevating or more debasing than eating. You can eat in an elevated fashion. Again, we're not talking about just eating paspa melach, right? Whatever you're eating, you can eat in an elevated fashion, remembering your brachas, remembering why you need to make those brachas, etc. Or you can eat in a very basing fashion, where even if you make the bracha, you be as Chazal say, you can expectorate the bracha from your mouth, right? Spit it out and go, and then inhale, right, the food. Right? We can learn a lot from this. Just as melech sweetens the meat, it creates a little bit of deficiency, and then it makes the meat more sweet as the flavor record, you taste it. That's the way melech works, right? creates first the sense of deficiency, and then the taste of whatever you've salted, let's say a piece of meat, it fills that deficiency. So too in Torah. Torah is mamti tabasar. Torah is a struggle. It's a struggle. It's not easy. Right? It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. And then you taste the sweetness of it. It's interesting. So the Torah and the Melach, right, have a lot in common. You mean Torah and Kemach? So it was meant to teach us. You mean Torah and Kemach? In other words, the salt is there to remind you. The salt is a bris, and the Torah is a bris. When you engage in eating, let's think about a Shabbos table, right? Oftentimes we're dashing from one place to this when we ate a regular food. I'm not saying it's a good idea, right? But that's what happens. At least we're eating in an organized fashion. Remember, the melach is a bris, and the Torah is a bris. Lo brisi yomam v'layla chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti. To remind us, right? Just like you mean kemach in Torah, so too you mean Torah in kemach. Pas v'melach tochal, says the Sifse Kohen. Pas v'melach tochal, right? He says that the idea is to teach you, not that you don't eat a piece of bread with melach. The pas b'melach tochos, eat your pas with melach, because melach is a bris upon melach, and we remind you that what's the purpose, yeah, of your being here is to be a participant to the other party in the bris of Torah. V'chol korban minchoscha b'melach, right? Right, that should always be before you. Right? Melach, melach, the melach. Sofei tevos lenochach. Right? V'chol korboncha. Right? V'chol korban minchoscha b'melach timlach. Right? Is lenochach. The lamed, the nun, the chaf, the ches, lenochach should be opposite. You should see it front in front of you. Right? The idea of the melach. To teach you, right, that melach, right, melach, in front of your face, the teva of melach, timlach, right? Timlach, you should salt it, is Torah with melach. Torah with melach. Remember the briefs of Torah. Okay. Continues the Sifse Kohen in the bold. The Gam King, the Oris Adam, Kamusha Omer, Rabbi Abba, Barkana, Beshem, Rabbi Levi. Bitchilas briyasto shel olam ha'ya ola kiluso shel kosh baruch hu el min ha'mayim. Beginning of creation, the praise of Hashem rose up from the water. And he says, Mashal ma ha'davar domem. Right? It's pasuk says, Mikolos ma'im rabim. Again, this is the Medrash. Mikolos ma'im rabim. Ha'ya omrim adir v'mar ha'ashem. Amra kodesh baruch hu. Im eilu she'enem lo peh v'lo amira v'lo dibur. Im akal simosi. Right? And what's it comparable to? It's comparable to a king who built a palace. And in front of the palace, he was surrounded by what he called by mutes. And every time the king would be there, the mutes would try to show their praise. He says, well, if this is the way the mutes show their praise, then imagine if somebody could speak. And so he brought afterwards, he brought to replace the mutes, he brought what he called, in addition to the mutes, he brought those who could speak. And what they say? The palace is ours. We'll turn it back to water, right? So they return it back to the mutes. What good do we have from all this? That's the really cool. That's the marshal of the medrash. Nikolos mayim rabim adirim mishmeriyam. What do you call adiba marom Hashem, right? Adiba marom Hashem. The waters, the inanimate objects, they really call the all the physical objects of this world that can give no verbal expression, but they all praise Hashem, right? Perak Shira, they all give praise to Hashem. And man is meant to be the pinnacle of that. Ah. But if man doesn't do it, what's the point? Right? What's the point? So, once again, this is the point. That's the lesson to be learned from the salt. The salt is, right? The salt is the way that the waters, the mute waters, were able to be Meshabeach Hashem through returning back to their creator, to their source, through the act of Avodah, that's meant to remind a person as he sits at his table and looks at the Melach. The Melach was the success story of the Mayim HaTachtonim that wish to praise Hashem and return to Him, the Melech was a success story, and we who have the capacity to speak, we should be careful with it. We should be careful with our speech, our Torah, our table should be filled with Torah. Our table should be filled with brachos. Our Shabbos table should be filled with zmiros in addition. So I think that'll be sufficient for today. Lots of lessons to be learned from the korbanos. Not to be occupied with haughtiness, like the seor. Not to be preoccupied with running after the pleasures of this world. Learn from the Dvash. Both of those are not found, right, in the korbanos, except where they're found. They're found in the form of the shtei alechem, with the Torah, right? With the Torah, if a person, as it were, there, the shtei alechem were made out of seor, they're made out of leavened bread. So if in the context of Torah, right, we come into, right, we as it were, we experience the seor, that teaches us, right, that teaches us how to properly regulate our self-esteem and keep it healthy, not, God forbid, to descend into haughtiness. And by the same token, our connection with the sweet things of this world, if they're accompanied with bikurim, and as I've said before, right, we don't have the opportunity to bring bikurim, right, to say that everything we belongs to Hashem, but we do have Birchus Hananim. If we're makbid on our brachos, so then that gives us the ability to maintain, once again, a proper balance there in terms of the sweet things of this world, that they never become a goal unto themselves. They only become tools, and that which is necessary to maintain our balance in this world. We learn the lessons of salt. Lessons of salt. The yearning to return, right? To return upstairs. Right? The salt becomes a model for us. A yearning. Right? There's a bris with the salt. There's a bris with the Torah. If we become, as it were, partners with the Torah, so then we are in the world of bris, of covenant, we're connected to Hashem, just as the salt that yearns, right, to return back to its creator. Salt has both, as it were, midos in it. It preserves, and it can also, God forbid, destroy. Midas harachamim, midas hadin, to remind us of the way that Rabbi Shem runs the world, and that our goal is to be oved. So therefore, on our table, always should be salt. There should be salt as we begin to eat our meal upon the table, to remember that we're trying to follow the pattern of the salt, the yearning to return upwards, even as we eat our meal, our exquisite meal, especially on a Shabbos, right? It's always within the context. This is all part of the process of avoda. Okay. So have a good Shabbos. And we should figure out how to implement some of these ideas in the process.